The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
If you're keeping score at home, we are in the second week of Lent. Here to talk about having an extraordinary Lent, Terry Tim, who's the pastor at Christ Community Church of the South Hills. Hey, Terry. Good to see your face. How are you?
I'm well, John. How are you? Good to see you, Kathy.
Yeah, we can't complain.
Well, you know, it's the COVID era, so I think I'd be satisfied with like a moderately good Lent, and you're offering extraordinary. I mean, it seems like too much to ask for.
Extraordinary, yeah.
Okay. Really?
But it's, you got to look carefully at that word, extraordinary.
Okay.
I mean, I'm an ordinary kind of guy. No. And I think our faith is actually grounded in very ordinary things. But the beautiful thing about our faith and about our God is that God does amazing things out of ordinary things. That's kind of the good news of the gospel. God takes common, everyday, ordinary objects, takes mundane things, and has like this capacity to make much of things, including people, which like, that's really good news for all of us. Cause I mean, you guys are pretty impressive, but most of us are just ordinary folks.
no, Terry. Okay. So look, if you're having an extraordinary Lent, people saying, I want that, give me that as well. What are you doing to have an extraordinary Lent?
So I think, you know, it's funny when you talk about Lent, we're in the second week, we're actually in like month 11 of Lent, right? I mean, Lent has been going on since last year. We've had this like this year-long period of depriving yourself, giving up things, in most cases, not voluntarily. So, I mean, it is different, I think, this year, because we've had such a heavy slog over the last year. But for me, you know, one of the gifts of COVID has been a slower pace of life.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I want to hold on to whenever we emerge from this and we ever reboot to whatever our new normal looks like, I really want to hold on to that slower pace. Because when we move slower, when I move slower, there's a greater tendency and possibility that I'm going to actually discover God. It's funny. I'm teaching a class right now on leadership with 22 East African pastors and church leaders, and it's called The Leader's Life and Work. And I had them watch a film called Godspeed, which it's a brilliant film. It's about an American Anglican priest who does like a year long parish exchange in Scotland. And like the first day he shows up to the church, he's like, where's my office? And they're like, you don't have an office. Like your office is out with the people. And it was like this major paradigm shift. But he began to pastor in that Scottish parish at what he calls Godspeed. He said, Jesus walked about 3 miles an hour.
Mm.
And when you slow your life down, you start seeing things that are right in front of you. And that's what's happening for me this Lent season. I'm going slower and I'm asking God to help me pay attention to the ordinary things that are right in front of me and asking God to make those ordinary things I want to use the word portal, like a portal to bring me into divine reality.
Mm-hmm.
In church language, I might say to make it sacramental. Like that's what sacraments are, right? Bread, water, wine, ordinary things that God invites us to participate, to taste and see, and then experience the kingdom and God at a deeper level. That's a long answer too. I don't even remember what your question is.
That's good. That was a good answer. I just asked you about the extraordinary Lent and you gave it to me. Okay. So now this is interesting when you were talking about moving at a slower pace. And I like the story of the American Anglican priest going to Scotland and, you know, kind of seeing that there's just a whole different culture with a different demand of you, right? So in COVID culture, we kind of have a different demand of us. Okay. So one thing that I've shared about on the air and gotten picked on a lot for is the fact that I really hate to talk on the phone. And people are like, you are a talk show host. How could you hate to talk on the phone? I think the reason I hate to talk on the phone is because we have to talk. That's what my job is. Sure. So when I'm not doing my job, I would rather not be talking because we talk all the time. However, in COVID, I seem to have cultivated more of a margin and I find myself able to do that. Now, this might not seem like any big deal to anybody. They're like, oh, Ro, congratulations, you can talk to somebody on the phone. But to me, it's actually a step forward in like embracing my humanity and not being so closed off. Do you know what I mean? And so I've really tried, you know, every 2 days to have a significant phone conversation. So to me, that's a lot. And sometimes I don't hit it. But anyway, it's just, I identified with what you were saying that it's a different pace. And so it's bringing out different things.
Mm-hmm. When I love what you said there, Kath, but a lot of people, they practice Lent, they give up things for Lent.
Right.
I would suggest taking things on. And I don't know if that, like, this is my Lent practice. I'm going to make 2 phone calls a week, but
it sounds so lame. It sounds like baby.
It's powerful though. You're adding something to your life. You're taking the margin that you recognize is there, maybe consciously or subconsciously. But like again, a phone call is an ordinary thing, but in this season for you, it's come alive. It's shimmering. Yeah. There's life there, and that's what Jesus always invited people into, and I think that's what he is inviting us into, not a diminishment of life, but an amplification, a glorification of life, that we don't have to wait for those grand mountaintop moments. Like, they're right here if we slow down and pay attention to them. So I think that's beautiful, Kathy.
That's good. Okay, so then extraordinary Lent is that there is connection here, right? There's an intentionality. I would say the COVID era for me has been about, you know, like I think a lot of people, I've suffered some, you know, pre-COVID, some health maladies. Being, you know, less active somehow, and I haven't had COVID, and I praise God for that, that there's been a healing physically, maybe spiritually, certainly psychologically, that has allowed to, that's happened in my life. And I think the Lenten practice of reflection and prayer are part of that healing process.
Hmm. Wow. That's fascinating, John. Yeah. I mean, we even talk, I mean, there's that great text in Isaiah 53, by his stripes, we are healed.
Yeah.
And we think about healing, you know, I think most of us, we map onto that. That's like a spiritual healing, like our sins are forgiven and we now are healed of our sins. But God is all about our wellness, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And so how can, you know, where do we see the activity of God? And it may be holistically, but maybe in this season, it's one thing that God just said, hey, Terry, hey, John, hey, Kath, like here's a space that I want to work in. Like for me, this is going to sound strange, but like for me, a common everyday object that God's speaking to me right now is through bread. Hmm. I love bread. Like bread is like the most amazing thing.
Yeah.
But part of the last couple of months with COVID is I've put like 10 extra pounds on my body.
Yeah.
And so a couple of weeks ago, I didn't do this for Lent, like give up bread for Lent. I gave up bread because I need to lose 10 pounds. But I'm telling you, like every time I see bread, I smell bread, I think about bread, I obsess about bread, God is inviting me to like, Terry, let me satisfy your hunger. Mm. Like, don't be satisfied by sticking a piece of bread in your mouth. Mm. Like I'm the living bread. Jesus said, I'm the bread that has come down from heaven. And so it's this opportunity for me to experience wholeness in my body, but more than that, connect to the God who wants to bring that healing to every dimension of our being. I really appreciate you talking about, you know, your own experience in this COVID season, John. Yeah. So it's beautiful.
Okay, so then Lent, we think, and you say this, Terry, is we often think it's a subtraction, right? But we're talking about addition as well. So extraordinary can come in all sorts of flavors and, you know, different styles here. It doesn't have to be one thing, especially here's what I always worry about. Oh, it's week two. I'm too far behind. I've already missed the first week of Lent. Forget it. My Lent's over. I haven't done anything. I'm a loser. It's all done.
The good news, Easter's April 4th. We've got still over a month, right? We've got a month and 2 days. It's okay. Never too late to map onto the journey. And I would just say Lent is just a jump start, because our whole life is following Jesus. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. He didn't say just for the 40 days of Lent. The cross is a way of life. So listeners, feel free, jump on this journey at any point in time, and you'll reap benefits by doing it.
Listen, you've got lots of wisdom, and we wish you an extraordinary Lent, and thanks for the good words here, as always, that when you're with us, we certainly appreciate your time here.
Oh, it's good to be with you, John and Kathy. Thanks.
Stay away from the bread tear.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.